Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 48 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And today we're going to be talking about how to regulate your nervous system. So in the previous episode, episode 47, we talked about the polyvagal theory and the nervous system. And also in episodes 43 to 45, I shared a lot about trauma and the nervous system and chronic pain and trauma. And I think I probably did mention the word regulating several times in all of those episodes. And yeah, today I just want to talk a little bit more in detail about how to regulate your nervous system and what that means, what I do, why it matters, etc. But before I get into that, I know I have been giving you some updates on my life and all that. I'm still in the house hunt and kind of a little bit more settled now. I moved through a difficult week with some pain and had to navigate that. But I'm feeling a lot better, thankfully, and I'm really taking my time as well. And yesterday I did the second last lecture day with my professional training group this year, which is an incredible group of people. I can't wait to launch them into the world as certified menstrual cycle and cycle coaches. They've just been incredible, and I've learned a huge amount in that training. And we were really, really focusing in on the whole coaching piece, how to coach people, and the sort of invisible skills and tools that we and I work with in this space. So that's the update on that. And if you're interested in working with me professionally, I do have the waiting list open for that. You can head on over to the link in the show notes for the professional training for 2023. And if you are just someone who'd like to get support with me on a one-to-one basis for yourself personally, I do have a little bit of space, and I sell 3-month coaching packages. So you can head on over to my website, lisadioncoaching.com. And I also have a few sliding scale options available as well for people who need them. So let's get into the conversation about regulation and what regulation means and how to do it and why it matters. So what regulation means from this nervous system point of view, well, the way I see it is, it's when, if you are finding yourself in a moment of a fight flight response or a freeze response in your nervous system, or you might feel triggered. You might feel triggered to attack or to run away or to leave a situation or to react or whatever it is, or you feel that freezy energy, which I talked about in those previous episodes. One of the best ways that we can navigate that, and I know that we often have ways of coping with these things, but if you are someone who's on a journey of healing and wanting to look at patterns and look at changing patterns, it's a really good idea to look at how to start to regulate the nervous system first, and really working with the body and the somatic self first before we start making any kind of life decisions. Okay, so let's just take an example. Say if you do find yourself completely hijacked by the fight flight response, or a little bit hijacked or triggered, for example, then the guidance in the wellness world, then the guidance from the trauma world is to regulate the nervous system, okay? And what regulating the nervous system really means in simple English is that we start to retrain in our bodies to have more capacity for difficult feelings. Because one of the reasons why we go into the fight, flight or the freeze response is to self-protect, is to survive. And very often it is to self-protect and survive through or avoid very, very uncomfortable feelings that are very, very threatening, that can genuinely be very threatening, or are linked to something in the past, or they're feelings that we might never have felt before and therefore are unfamiliar and unsafe. And so when we begin to regulate, what that means is that we have access to that ventral vagal, the top of your polyvagal ladder. Again, going back to, you can listen to the details of that in episode 47. You have access to more capacity. So you have more ability, more space, if you will, in your body to feel and to be present with very, very uncomfortable feelings. And when we have that capacity and more spaciousness, then we can have access to that ventral vagal or that rest and digest part of the nervous system. And when we have access to the rest and digest part of the nervous system or the ventral vagal, even if it is just a little bit of access, a foot in the door, if you will, then we have access to options, we have access to choices, we have access to clarity, we have access to more clear thinking and better decision making then for your own well-being going forward from a somatic point of view. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. Really, again, in a nutshell, it's when something difficult is moving through you, then we can become dysregulated and then we react from that place. And then being regulated is when we come back to feeling kind of centered again, feeling grounded again with whatever the situation is. Okay, and this is all very much, this is the mind and the body. It really helps to understand these things. Very often, if we're going through a difficult situation, we can become very anxious because we don't have understanding of the situation, and understanding the situation or getting more clarity on whatever it is that you're navigating can help us to feel better. It really helps to soothe the anxiety. So that's what regulation means. And so let's come back to the title of this podcast, which is How to Regulate the Nervous System. Then I want us to think about something called regulating resources. So regulating resources are practical things that we have, tangible things that we have, or things that we do, places we go to, or people in our life, or any of those things outside of ourselves, or even the way we speak to ourselves. It's something that we can, whether it's visible or invisible, that we can grasp or that we can engage in, that can help us to return to regulation, that can help us to have a little bit of the rest and digest coming into the nervous system, and we're not completely hijacked by the fight, flight, or the freeze response, okay? So regulating resources are really, it can be anything, because they'll be very different for a lot of people. And so my regulating resources will be very different for you. We can think about these things together and think about what are the things that are really helpful for you when you do feel triggered. And you know, if you think about, maybe you might take a minute and think about times in the past when you did feel triggered. You know, usually that happens in relation to someone else in your life. It could be a colleague or a child or a friend or a partner. And then you react to them, and then you might regret what you said or regret a decision. And it's really about learning how to, again, be with that uncomfortable feeling in ourselves and then making a decision in time. So I'll just give you some examples. So when we're thinking about these regulating resources, it's a really nice thing to brainstorm about and make a list. And when you make a list, you can then put the list on your fridge or on your notice board, or you can have the list on your phone. And when you're in, when you find yourself in those moments of dysregulation, all you need to remember is to go to the list, and then you can pick a thing off the list. And it's a bit like a menu in a restaurant, and you pick something from the menu. I always like sitting in restaurants and looking at menus and having the freedom to pick something nice, whether it's food or a cup of tea. So create a menu for yourself, create a list of regulation resources for yourself, and then have that handy so that when you do feel out of sorts or triggered or hijacked or like very anxious, that you can then come back to that list. Okay, so you want to think about a few different things. So the list can be broken into two sections. One section is things that you do by yourself, and then the second section is things that you do with other people. And so let's talk about the things you do by yourself for a second. So the things that you do by yourself that help you to regulate and help bring some grounding into your system essentially help you to feel good and feel better and feel less anxious and feel more calm, not completely calm, but a little tiny bit more calm. You know, you want to really think about different types of activities and different things. So for example, you might have a yoga class on your list, but it actually does take a good bit of energy to get up and go and leave the house for some people, especially. And I'm really thinking about people who find themselves in that hijacked freeze response. So you want to, like, the yoga class is fantastic, but you also want to think of really small, tiny little things that are really, really easy. So it could be just having a cup of tea, or it could be painting your nails, or drinking a glass of water, or reading from a spiritual book or some nice book that you have, or doing some cleaning in the kitchen. And these really small little things can really help to bring a little bit of mobility, which is a really important ingredient for coming out of the freeze response, bringing in some movement and a little bit of changing the energy. And it can help us then to start to regulate really, really slowly through our nervous system. And an important thing to remember here as well with the freeze response is that, and the hijacked fight flight response, is that when we go into these states, it can be very easy to blame ourselves for this as well. And then we can put ourselves under a lot of pressure to come out. So it is quite a lot of pressure to feel like you have to go to a yoga class if you're healing a lot of trauma and coming out of this freeze response, or if you're regularly, you know, struggling to just do small things and build up your motivation. I would really be encouraging you to take it really gently and start with really, really small things on your regulating resources list, so that you can completely take the pressure off. Because when it comes to that freeze, that hijacked freeze response, it can be a lot of work to have to commit to something or go somewhere. And one of the best ways to very gently kind of melt away that freeze is to really start with small, tiny little activities that you can do for yourself. Okay, so I'll just give you some of my examples. So one of my examples is putting on some music. And what I love about that is all it requires of me is just to open my Spotify app and press play and maybe get my headphones or put on a speaker. I really, really like that. I also really like some comedy podcasts and they always lift me up. So that's another one, really easy, just press play. Really, really small things as well would be for me, have a cup of tea, have a glass of water, take some stretches, do a little bit of cleaning. What else? I might shift around the tasks that I'm doing. So if I'm feeling a lot of freeze energy, I might, you know, do a little bit more admin than something creative that day. Putting the bins out, you know, things like that. Changing my outfit, putting on an outfit that I like, painting my nails, doing a face mask. These things can be really, really helpful for moving up the ladder from the freeze response. And then as you move up the ladder, you can then start to think of bigger activities. So it might be making a new something from your recipe book, or calling a friend, or going for that walk, or going to that yoga class, or reading the novel, or watching the movie, things that are a little bit, you know, require a little bit more of your time, for example. And so, you know, those would be examples from my own list. I also really like to make lists of things, so I can get quite overwhelmed with things that I have to do. And so I regularly keep journals with different lists in them and keep track of that. And yeah, so those would be kind of the key things in my do by myself activities that really help for me to regulate my nervous system. And then when we come to the second part of the list, where you have activities with other people, this is where we introduce again that concept of co-regulation. So co-regulation again is very, very important for the nervous system. And, you know, we do live in a society where we're kind of taught that we have to get on with things. And, you know, it can be in a lot of countries quite an individualistic society, and that's not helpful. Even the wellness space is very much like self-coaching and, you know, learn these things and self-help and read all these books and do everything yourself. But you can only bring yourself so far. And it's also a lot of lifting of yourself. And so thinking of activities that you can include with other people is by far a game changer when it comes to nervous system healing. So, you know, I really like to just have a cup of tea and a chat, even this evening. I'm actually recording this evening on a Monday. And before I had my dinner, I actually went next door to have a chat with my neighbor, who's an old friend from my childhood. And we just chatted for an hour and a half, and it was really, really lovely. And I felt really, really good coming home. And, you know, just like spending time with friends, going to that yoga class, going to that art class, picking up the phone, even if you're, you know, even those mental health support phone lines are really important. They serve a great purpose in our society as well. And I regularly refer clients onto them as well. If you're feeling in a moment of crisis or need, to definitely reach out to those support helplines during those times, particularly if you are going on a journey of healing through some trauma. So I'd love for you to sit down maybe with a cup of tea this week and make a menu of regulating resources and print it off or paint it, or, you know, put some color or some glitter on there and put it on your fridge or somewhere where you can see it. Maybe also take a picture and have it on your phone so that you can lean on that list for whenever you need it. And do send me a picture, because I'd be really curious to hear what you put on it. And because I know that everyone will have completely different regulating resources. Even just as I'm recording this, I'm thinking of other things that I have. Like, I really like self-touch. I do some Qigong in the mornings. I love to be outside in the sun. The sun I find really, really nourishing for my nervous system. I also love color. So I like to have color in my clothes or in an accessory or in the environment that I'm in. Just your environment can be such a big resource for you as well. So if you are at home, like how can you bring in more things into your office or into your bedroom that makes you feel more regulation as well. Okay. So lots of things to think about there for your list. And it is a really, really fun thing to start to do. And then what I will also encourage you, the kind of next level of this exercise, because these are all things that you are already doing. So making a list of things you are already doing that you like. And I'd love for you to start to think about what one of my teachers, Deb Dana, she calls the glimmers. So thinking about glimmers is when you notice in yourself a glimmer. So you'll be just going through your day and through your life and you notice something or someone or an activity makes you feel that sense of like connection to yourself, a feeling of groundedness, a feeling of peace or calm or serenity or love or hope, or maybe just a little bit less anxiety or a little bit less depression or a touch of joy or a bit of hope. If you are in a lot of fight, flight or freeze response, that you feel a sense of there is a light at the end of the tunnel through all this. So I want you to start to notice when you do, I want you to notice when you notice glimmers, when you notice things that feel good, things that help you to feel better, and to start to trust those and to start to listen and to look out for those things, because those things are the clues for you back towards yourself, back to your intuition, back towards your healing, back towards your higher power, back towards your sense of self, your connection. And they can be, you know, they can be things that we might have ignored in the past or that we think are irrelevant, but really to start to pay attention to when you do feel those good feelings coming through. I know I had a client recently who I've been supporting her with her nervous system work as well. And after like teaching on the polyvagal theory and doing all these exercises, she came back after a while and said that she didn't realize how containing and supportive and nourishing the right connection, the right human connection was in her life, and how she didn't place as much importance on that. And now she's really proactively looking for more of that in her life as she undertakes a career change. So that's an amazing thing to know about yourself, that like, oh my God, yeah, like having these people in my life really help my nervous system. And when I feel regulated, I have more access to creativity and I have more access to motivation and I have more access to productivity and self-compassion, and I can just show up better in my life. So, you know, and it all starts with those really, really small little glimmers. So I'd love to hear what your glimmers might be. I know for me, when I first started this work, I always loved music, but I didn't realize how soothing it can really be, you know, so I like to listen to different types of music for that reason. Also, doing a little bit of movement in the morning and getting outside and having a cup of tea, a little routine I do, that those little small things really, really help to anchor me and allow me to kind of ground a little bit before I move through my day. And if I don't do that, I can find myself going into a bit of stress, which is fine, but I do try to give myself more of the glimmers that I have noticed in my life. So you're essentially really thinking in this podcast episode, you're really thinking about like what regulation means to you, how you are already regulating yourself and or have done in the past, what tools and resources and things do you already have access to, or do you already like to do? Or maybe there's things that you feel like you should do that you don't actually like. So you might feel you should be doing yoga class or whatever. And I'm just using yoga as an example, but you don't actually like it. So can you give yourself permission to replace that with something completely different? So for me, I much prefer Qigong to yoga, but then I will do yoga some days or just general stretching. And, you know, it really depends on the day. So really thinking about like what you actually really enjoy and allowing yourself to do those things, and then let go of the things that you don't enjoy, that you feel like are stressing you out or that you're putting yourself pressure on to do, you know. So that's the middle piece. And then the last piece then is to drop the homework, and just all you have to do is just notice, just move through your day, move through your work week, and notice when you feel a little glimmer, and maybe you can write it down or remember it for later and put it in your journal. And just start to keep track and build these moments where you feel, yeah, you feel hope or you feel connection or you feel a sense of awe even in the world. So that's it for me. It's a short enough episode all about how to regulate your nervous system. And the last, actually, now that I think about it, one of the really important things I wanted to say was for me, and I know I can't stress the importance of this, is to have people to talk to. I just think that's such an important thing, especially people who can really just listen and sit there and listen and maybe help you to see or help you to hear what you're sharing and talking things through. Not necessarily advice giving, unless you're specifically looking for advice, but to have people in places where you can feel like you're being heard. And thankfully, the people who I'm coaching in my professional training this year, we did a huge piece of work on that at the weekend, which was really great. And they were practicing on each other and they were all giving great feedback about what it was like to just be heard and be listened to. And so it's a huge, I know I've shared this so many times before, but I have several support people in my life, including friends, who I would turn to just process something out and be heard. And for me, that's a huge regulating resource. And very often, what often happens is if I'm anxious about something or confused, I often just get a lot of validation. And people very often say to me, oh, that's very normal, that's very common, and take your time with that. And there's no rush to make any decisions, for example, or you're not alone, all these things, you know, that co-regulation piece is so important. So to think about how you can lean into that more in your life, how you can give that to yourself and give that to yourself more. So that's it for me. Do let me know what you come up with or what comes your way. I'd be very curious to hear. You can email me lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com. And if you want to learn more about my work, you can head on over to the link in the show notes. Have a lovely rest of your week. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.